Well, good morning, boys and girls. Where are you now? I only see some up here at the front. Hands up so that I can see any down at the back. There's a couple of hands there. There's a few hands away up at the back. Now, I brought something with me this morning, and I wonder if anybody has ever seen this before. It's quite big. And I've had to sort of get the arms and the muscles built up to get this into the pulpit with me this morning. Anybody ever seen this before? That's good. That's what I want to see. Now, anybody think they know what it is? No? Now, let me see. I'll tell you a few things about it. First of all, well, we'll have to make one or two changes because we have a couple of brackets on it. But actually, boys and girls, this isn't the full length of this device, if that's what we want to call it. You see, if I were to set it down there and if I were to have the full length with me, it would probably go away, probably away out there somewhere. Anybody think they know where it goes? There's no ideas at all. All stumped. Nobody got a clue. Anybody think me? What does it look like? Yes? A pole. It looks like a pole. Do you think it's one? Middle one. Anybody else think they know what it is? Any mums and dads? Well, there's a hand at the back. Oh, there's somebody there that knows what it is, but I'm not going to ask him to say anything. So I'm not. Maybe if he gives you £50, maybe if you ran up to me or you give him £50, he'd tell you what it is. Anybody? Nobody have an idea what to think this. Where do you think it'll go? What if I were to do something like this? And maybe I'll give you a clue. What would that go on against? There's a hand way up at the back, yes? It goes on against the side of your house. That's right. So we're getting warm. Maybe not just too warm yet. Anybody, any ideas? Well, here's something I see, something else we do with it. This here has to come off. Still any? There's another hand, yes? It's a pipe. Well, it looks like a pipe, but it's not a pipe. Yes? Guttering. Good guess again, but it's not. Do you want me to show you, or do you want to just go on all day? I like to see people in suspense, so I do. Well, I'm going to do something now, and it's going to, if you want a bat, come and see me someday during the week. Because I could sell you one. Because here's what happens. It goes on against the side of a house. Looks just like a drain pipe. And don't forget now, it's a lot longer than this. So it goes up right up the side of your house. It's no good on a bungalow. Well, it really won't do much good if you had it on a bungalow. And what happens is, you have it on the side of the house. And you'd say, you take the top off. And then, well, I'll hold it like this. And then you get the top of it. And you go like that. So what have we got? What have we got here? A ladder. And what type of ladder is it? Anybody know what type of ladder it is? There's a special name for it. Oh dear goodness. Still no ideas, yes? Good man. I'm glad you've come to church this morning. Because it's a fire escape ladder and goes on against the side of the house. And what happens is you put it up against, say, the side of the house alongside your fire escape window. And then if you ever were unfortunate enough and you had a fire, well, you open the window and you pull the cap off and then you just give it a wee nudge and that goes out and it says bolted against the side of the house and you grab onto the outer rail and then down you come. And it can hold the equivalent weight of 15 people at 12 stone each. Now, you'll not get them all on at once. Wouldn't be long enough for that. But it holds the equivalent weight of 12 people at 15 stone or 15 people 12 stone each. And so you can get down out of your house very, very easy. It means you're not struggling with one of these rope ladders or anything like that. But boys and girls, as I thought about this ladder, as I remember it goes right down to the ground, there's a little phrase in the Bible that comes very much to mind. And it's found in Genesis 19 and verse 17. And simply says these words, "Escape for thy life." Now, if you were unfortunate enough to have, I'll set this down before I nip my fingers on it. If you were unfortunate enough to have a fire in your house, and you were upstairs, well, one of the first things you'd do is you'd look for a window and try and get out. And you'd want to, in some way, to get from the window to ground level. And you maybe would hear, you'd feel or you'd smell the smoke, and you maybe see the flames, and you're becoming more and more afraid. And you'd be glad to have something like this, because they say you open the window, take the top off, get the ladder open, and down you get. And that's how simple it is to get out of the house if you were to have a fire, if you had one of these on the side of your house. But boys and girls, I think of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us about two places that we're going to go to. Well, we're going to go to one of them after we die. We're either going to go to heaven and be with the Lord Jesus Christ, where it'll be a glorious eternity for us, or the other place the Bible tells us about is hell. And the Bible tells us that it's a place of torment, a place of great suffering. And boys and girls, the wonderful thing is that you don't have to go there because of the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for you and for me. You see, boys and girls, you can flee, as it were, to him today. I think of Lot. Lot was in Sodom, there in Genesis chapter 19. And judgment was coming upon Sodom, and the two angels came to Lot and said to him to get out. But Lot sort of was not so sure whether to get out or not. And then they said to him, "Escape for thy life." He was to escape to the mountain. And boys and girls, there's one today that you can escape to, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. See, if you were to get out by this ladder, there's a lot of steps you have to take to get down to safety. And boys and girls, there's certain steps that you have to take to be safe for all of eternity. First of all, acknowledge that you're a sinner. Secondly, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then thirdly, confess him with your mouth. And I wonder, have you done that this morning? Boys and girls, if you haven't, the Bible makes it clear that you're on the broad road that has taken you out into a lost eternity in hell. But the wonderful thing is, you don't have to be there simply because of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for your sins, taking your place upon the cross of Calvary. And if you come to him today and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I thank you for the Lord Jesus dying on the cross for me. Today I ask you to take away my sin, to forgive me all of my sin, because today I want to live for you." If you do that, the Lord Jesus Christ will come into your life, and you'll be wonderfully saved, and you'll never be in that awful place called hell. But the wonderful thing is that you can live the rest of life knowing that whenever you go out into eternity, it'll be heaven, and it'll be heaven forevermore. Are you saved today? That's the great question. Many questions we can ask in this world, but the most important is this: are you saved? And if you're not, will you come to him today and be saved, so that you're ready for heaven and that for all of eternity? There's a way of escape, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you had a house or a fire in your house, you'd want to get out. Believe me, boys and girls, you won't want to be in a lost eternity in hell. So why not come to Jesus today? Ask him to save you, and know that you're ready for home. You're ready for heaven.